So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Lord Rishabhadev's teachings, text number 5. Parabhavastavad abodajato. Yavana jignasita atma tattva. Yavat kriyas tavat idang manovai. Karmatmikang jena sharira bandha. Parabhavastava dabodajato Yavana jigyasita atma tattvam Yavat kriyas tavad idang manovai Karmatmikang jena sarira bandha Parabhavastava dabodajato Yavana jigyasita atma tattvam Yavat kriyas tavad idang manovai Karmatmikang jena sharira bandha Bodhijato Yavana jigyasita atma tattvam Yavat kriyastava didang manovai Karmatmikam jena sarira bandha Parabhavastava dabodajato Yavana jigyasita atma tattvam Yavat kriyastava didang manovai Karmatmikam jena sharira bandha Parabhavastava dabodajato Yavana jigyasita atma tattvam Yavat kriyastava didang manovai Karmatmikam jena sarira bandha Parabhavastava dabodajato Yavana jigyasita atma tattvam Yavat kriyastava didang manovai Karmatmikam jena sarira bandha Matajis Parabhavastava dabodajato Yavana jigyasita atma tattvam Yavat kriyastavad idang manovai Karmatmikam jena sarira bandha Parabhava, defeat misery. Tavat, so long. Abodajata, produced from ignorance. Yavat, as long as. Na, not. Jignasate, inquires about. Atmatatvam, the truth of the self. Yavat, as long as. Kriya, fruit of activities. Tavat, so long. Idam, this. Mana, mind. Vai, indeed. Karmatmakam, absorbed in material activities. Yena, by which. Sharira Bandha, bondage in this material world. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. As long as one does not inquire about the spiritual values of life, one is defeated and is subjected to miseries arising from ignorance. Be it sinful or pious, karma has its resultant actions. If a person is engaged in any kind of karma, his mind is called karmatmika, colored with fruit of activity. As long as the mind is impure, consciousness is unclear. As long as one is absorbed in fruit of activity, he has to accept a material body. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Generally, people think that one should act very piously in order to be relieved from misery. But this is not a fact. Even though one engages in pious activity and speculation, he is nonetheless defeated. His only aim should be emancipation from the clutches of Maya and all material activities. Speculative knowledge and pious activity do not solve the problems of material life. One should be inquisitive to understand his spiritual position, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 37. Yat yaidhangsi samidhognir basmasat kurute arjuna janagni sarvakarmani basmasat kurute tata. As a blazing fire turns firewood to ashes, O Arjuna, so does the fire of knowledge burn to ashes all reactions to material activities. Unless one understands the self and its activities, one has to be considered in material bondage. In Srimad Bhagavatam 10.2.32, it is also said, Yen yaravindaksha vimukta maninas tvayad tvayasta bhavada vishuddha buddhaya. A person who doesn't have knowledge of devotional service may think himself liberated, but actually he is not. Arurya krishtrena parang padang tata padantyanondrita yushmarangraha. Such people may approach the impersonal Brahman effulgence, but they fall down again into material enjoyment because they have no knowledge of devotional service. As long as one is interested in karma and jnana, he continues enduring the miseries of material life, birth, old age, disease, and death. Karmis certainly take on one body after another. As far as jnanis are concerned, unless they are promoted to the topmost understanding, they must return to the material world. As explained in Bhagavad Gita 7.19, Bahunang jamanamante jnanavan mang prapajate. The point is to know Krishna. Vasudev as everything and surrender unto him. Karmis do not know this, but a devotee who is 100% engaged in the devotional service of the Lord knows fully what is karma and jnana. Therefore, a pure devotee is no longer interested in karma or jnana. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karma janavritam. The real bhakta is untouched by any tinge of karma and jnana. His only purpose in life is to serve the Lord. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Parabhavastava Dabodha Jato Yavanna Jignasita Atma Tattvam Yavat kriyastava didang manovai karmatmikam jena sharira bandham. As long as one does not inquire about the spiritual values of life, one is defeated and subjected to miseries arising from ignorance. Be it sinful or pious, karma has its resultant actions. If a person is engaged in any kind of karma, his mind is called karmatmika, colored with fruit of activity. As long as the mind is impure, consciousness is unclear. As long as one is absorbed in fruitive activity, he has to accept the material body. So this is a very nice verse. I remember my friend Vijay and I were in traveling Sankirtana, and it was his first class. After he read the purport, he said, "This is a very nice verse." I said, "Vijay, why is it a very nice verse?" He said, "I don't know, it's just a very nice verse." So this is a nice verse because Srila Prabhupada would often quote, especially from Lord Rishabhadev, these verses, specifically because people are wasting their time. He often makes note of the moon mission, the Mars mission, the millions and billions and trillions of dollars that are being uselessly spent thinking that there will be some kind of happiness. Okay, you know, we were the first ones to the moon, get a plaque, and we spent billions of dollars, wasted unlimited human resources and energy. And what happened? The scientist got old, got diseased, and died. And all of his supporters and followers. So this is the nature of material existence. You know, people are thinking that, let me work hard, let me accumulate money, and let me enjoy life. This is the basic concept in material world, that if I have a big bank balance, you know, I've got many degrees on my wall, PhD this, master's in that. Actually, in Vedic civilization, the Brahmanas were educated according to the Vedic scriptures and teachings about spiritual knowledge and spiritual development. Kshatriyas were also given education for protecting the citizens, doing the administration for the state and properly engaging others. But the Vaishyas and Shudras, they would till the fields, produce grains, do business. There are many Marawaris or big businessmen. Prabhupada tells a story, some very fabulously wealthy person, and he had to sign a check, but he was illiterate. He could not even sign his check. He put his thumbprint. Yeah. So it's not that we're discouraging education, but mundane education, simply how to swing a hammer and hammering all day long, technology and so-called all this very intricate ways of how to make life more and more complicated. What is the ultimate pursuit? Well, the better education, the higher pay grade. If you don't have an education, you have to work at minimum wage. And minimum wage is you're wasting all your time and your energy. But it's a fine line, just like in our Krishna consciousness movement, the little boys and girls are dancing and singing along with us. They're seeing the worship of the deities. And this is Vedic culture. Prabhupada wanted that we, by our personal behavior, by worshiping the deity, by chanting the holy name, by hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, that this would actually impress and give guidance to our subordinates, the children in our society. So people are wasting their time and they're being defeated constantly. And what is that defeat? The example of the wet cow dung is seeing the dried cow patty is being thrown into the fire and burned. Just like, you know, after sitting so much time in the sun, we've seen sometimes people working all day in the sun and their face gets all wrinkled and shriveled up. And after some time, we all experience that. Just like when Lord Buddha was a prince living in a palace, all the time was living in the palace. But then he went out and saw an old man with a cane. He thought, why is it that one has to get old? Why one has to get diseased and die? So Buddha, this intelligence, this contemplation, this inquiry about the purpose and goal of life was there. So that wet dung that's laughing at the burning dry cow dung is also drying up. And when it also becomes dry, it is thrown into the fire. Just like all of us, we may work very hard and some people are very proud. I've built such a big establishment, Trump Towers in America. Donald Trump is famous for his, you know, achieving many financial goals, and people think that, yes, if only I could become like Rockefeller, Tata, Ford, or some very, very wealthy personality, then I would be happy. But they are not happy. Misery is there for everyone. And it's not that if one is surrendered to Krishna, that Krishna will not provide for him. But we're bewildered by the senses, by the pursuit of sense gratification. There's the examples of how the elephant is after the she elephant. They make a huge pit and cover it with grass. And they train the she elephant to go around, but the male elephant just keeps pursuing and falls into the pit and is captured. Or the fish, he sees a little dangling tackle and he thinks, let me enjoy this, and he's caught by the hook in the mouth. There are many examples, and the deer is hearing the flute and it puts its head up to see where is this nice music coming from. So the animals, they have one unique sense. Like the eagle in the sky, he is seeing from a long distance, or even the vultures, they're seeing where the dead body. But we are cursed. We have six very strong senses. The eyes want to see, you want to hear something beautiful, want to taste, you know, you want to tongue, belly, and genitals. And this is basically the pursuit of material life. That by accumulating the wealth and living comfortably, I can have very good satisfaction for my tongue. My belly will be satisfied. Someone told me, oh, you're putting on weight, Vrindavan's good for you. So we are taking Krishna prasadam, so this is good. We're using our eyes to see the deities. This is the benefits of living in the association of devotees in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And every day we're hearing about the glories of the holy name. Yesterday, we were appreciating and celebrating Ayendra Prabhu's appearance and glorifying him for his determination and deep enthusiasm for broadcasting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These are not ordinary words, names of God. And it's like a cleansing. And the cleansing the heart, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. And by taking up this process, although understanding God is not easy, they said after many, many lifetimes, there are many mystics, many yogis, performing austerities, studying scripture. I would see, traveling in New York on the subway, there's many Jewish community there, they would be on the subway and reciting their Torah or their scripture. And this is good. Religion is important. It's good. But the perfection of religion is taking shelter of Krishna, Vasudev. Vasudeva sarv, you know, this Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. It's more of the verse there, but I forgot the entire verse. The one who takes shelter of Vasudev, Krishna, then his life becomes perfect. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatera ataratmara shradavam bhajateyo mangsame yutatamomataha. Of all yogis, he who abides in me with great faith, worshipping me with love and devotion, he's the highest of all, the greatest of yogis. So human life is meant for this purpose, to get free from the bodily concept of life. And unless we're hearing and staying in the association of devotees, Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken by Krishna, by Lord Rishabhadev. We see the teachings of Kapila, the teachings of Lord Rishabhadev, many prayers by Lord Shiva, and teachings of Narada Muni. So all these teachings are given by God Himself and empowered His representatives, His pure devotees as well. And this is the goal of life, to hear about Krishna. It's like one goes to a university and he looks at what's available, all the courses. And there may be hundreds and thousands of courses available. And that's why they have guidance counselors to see, well, what is your inclination? Maybe you should go this direction, maybe you should go that direction. So everyone is looking to better their lives, to perfect their lives by going to university and studying from the learned professor something of value. So even though we may not feel qualified, just like Sanatana Goswami said that all the village people are considering me as a learned Panditji. One who is a learned Brahmin is considered Panditji, one who understands the truth. But he said to Lord Chaitanya, who am I? Why these miseries are coming again and again? So he took shelter, Tasmat Gurung Prapadyeta Jagyasu Shreya Uttamam, that human life is meant to inquire from the guru, from the spiritual teacher. And we had enough, at least good fortune and good sense to follow the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, to take the association of the followers of Srila Prabhupada, take initiation in this society, because it's not some casual, they say, armchair philosophy that some people are debating this way and that way. Even great big professors, Prabhupada often quotes about Professor Kotovsky when he went to Moscow and they were discussing the purpose of philosophy or the goal of life. What is the meaning? Oh, Swamiji, when this body is finished, everything is finished. So this is a very easy way out to think that, well, we can do whatever we want. The main thing, beg, borrow, steal, get some ghee, make sure you eat nicely and you live very comfortably and enjoy life, because when it's all finished, everything is done. But according to all the great sages and all the great teachings, this samsara, this repetition of birth and death, does not stop. And this one lifetime is just a very tiny little spark in the millions and billions and trillions of lifetimes that we had to undergo suffering in this material world. But Krishna is kind. He's personally coming. He's personally instructing us that you take up this spiritual life and give up the mundane pursuits, because it's all baffling. It's all defeating. The results of karma will be coming whether you think you're acting piously or impiously. Your speculation will not help you. The consciousness, intelligence is cloudy and colored. The mind is impure. And how to purify the mind, how to focus our intelligence, how to allow the spiritual knowledge from within to resonate, because Krishna is Sat Chit Ananda, eternal, full of bliss, full of knowledge. We are also Sat Chit Ananda. But we're covered over, identifying that, oh, I am American, European, Indian, Russian, I am Jewish, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. And this identification is very strong, very prevalent. And although we may hear or discuss it to some length, without gyan and vigyan, without cultivating knowledge, daily hearing Bhagavatam. Why is it like the plant, even the Tulsi Devi, we're daily watering Tulsi, even other plants and creepers, you're daily watering so that they stay strong and fresh and the flower is growing and the fruit is coming. If we allow our creeper to dry by not hearing, by not chanting, by not associating with devotees, then naturally we'll start speculating and thinking, oh, you know, I've heard that philosophy and over, let me read something more interesting or something more exciting. But for a devotee who reads Bhagavad Gita with the desire to have the same appreciation of Krishna that Arjuna had, that it becomes very fulfilling, very satisfying. Then you get excited, your hair will stand on end to recite Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. And the more we recite it, the sweeter and sweeter it becomes. But if we give some time for the dirt to dry up and the leaves to get brownish and the creeper gets weak, then Daivihesha Gunamayi Mamamaya Daratyaya Mameveye Prapajate Mayami Tantarantite. Then we become again bewildered and we start pursuing our material goals and aspirations. Of course, everyone has to work. It's a fine line. Haridas from ITV in Bombay, he wanted to do an interview. He said that he wants to give a message to the youth, because, you know, he's asking about my particular situation. Okay, so I had family, I have business, but I'm trying somehow to stay focused on hearing and chanting the holy name of the Lord and serving in Sri Vrindavan Dham. So we all have to go through different cycles. We have brahmacharya. Some, most will probably get married, have children, and then family. But the idea is to never lose shelter of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Because if you're in a forest and you lose the rest of your group who are guided by the expert guides, Srila Prabhupada, you could get lost in that forest very quickly, and there's prickers and it's getting dark soon and the vicious animals are coming out, and then the cold will set in, and that's material existence. We're suffering. And on the other side, there's the burning fire of material existence. That burning fire is the desire to enjoy, but it's never being fulfilled, like the mirage in the desert. We're thirsty. We're seeing water just ahead and we're moving forward in the hot sun. But it becomes hotter and hotter and the water goes further and further away until, like a foolish animal, we just die. So we don't want to be left alone at the mercy of our mind and senses, which have been conditioned for so many lifetimes. We want to surrender our mind, surrender and utilize our senses. Atashvi Krishna Namadi Nabhavid Grahimendriyai Sevan Mukhe Hijivada Swayameva Spuratyada. So if we engage our senses in the service of Krishna, then we'll purify the senses. We engage our mind in hearing about Krishna, we purify the mind. Then the intelligence will be properly guided by Srila Prabhupada's teachings. So we should appreciate this opportunity to have that we have in Krishna consciousness, and increase our hearing, increase our chanting, increase our association. And Prabhupada would often say that we're questioned, well, what do you do for recreation? And what we do is we dance, we throw parties, we have so much nice prasadam, isn't it? You have friendship. When people, even in the material world, when they want to throw a party, they have food, they have some sort of intoxicants, they invite all their friends to see what kind of opulence that they have. So we have, we're also inviting people. Look at the opulence we have at Krishna Balaram, the beauty of Sri Sri Gornitai, Krishna Balaram, Radha Shama Sundarita Vishaka, the beauty of Srila Prabhupada, devotees, when they see all the flower decorations, they think, my God, in my country it would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to do that. It's expensive, but Krishna's providing. Devotees are enthusiastic to provide so much for glorification. And this is to attract us to go back home, back to the spiritual world. Isn't it? Devotees are very colorful. So many colors we're seeing. And so many varieties of prasadam, nice, tasty foodstuffs being offered to the Lord. Many songs. One devotee was saying, I like unique songs, so I want to learn many, many songs. So we heard, I think yesterday there are, or the day before, that there are so many ragas. There's, or maybe we heard that in the glorification. Narada Muni, in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sare Dama Pada Nisa, you know, the mantras, these mantras are actually given by Krishna. And these musical arrangements, when we're actually singing the names of God, and these ragas, they have their personalities. Ragini, raga, these are a relationship, a flavor, and a loving exchange. And everyone's looking for love, everyone's looking for some kind of exchange in this world. So the idea, not that we have to do things in a complicated way, like my friend told me, to keep it very simple. Srila Prabhupada had very simple melodies, but at the same time, it's pleasurable. Variety is the spice in life. So we should do everything expertly, in a tasteful way. The main focus is to hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I was seeing His Holiness Bhakti Vaibhava Swami when we were chanting, he would tell devotees, chant, chant. It's like some people would sit and play. It's nice. It's nice that we're absorbed in playing. But also, the main emphasis is the chanting of the holy name. And by chanting the holy name, then our desire for material pursuits, our desire to achieve something mundane in this world will be finished. You will have no desire for material mundane activities. Your desire and your energy and your enthusiasm will be redirected, and you'll want to participate in the Harinam Sankirtan. You'll want to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books to help save the conditioned souls. You want to assist Srila Prabhupada in spreading Lord Chaitanya's mission. This gave great enthusiasm to Srila Prabhupada and great appreciation when he saw so many followers sacrificing time. He was proud to say that, oh yes, my young followers, they've given up intoxication, gambling, meat eating, illicit sex, and they're simply absorbed in hearing and chanting and dancing and glorifying Krishna. So we should also follow in that same mood of Srila Prabhupada and try to push on this Krishna consciousness movement. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anyone have any questions?